This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The cosmetic, skincare, and cologne chain store Ulta Beauty this week reports results for the first quarter of the year. It'll contain some hard numbers about how our grooming patterns may have been altered by pandemic. A lot of people out of work or working from home said to themselves, my regular face is just fine the way it is, and sales in what are called prestige beauty market products dropped by nearly 20% last year, according to data from NPD Group. But now more people are going back to workplaces. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Call it what you want. Hot girl summer, hot boy summer, a post-pandemic glow-up.
Consumers are back out again. They're traveling again. They're seeing their family again.
And they're ready to look good and feel good doing it. Larissa Jensen at the NPD Group says the beauty market is rebounding strongly alongside business reopenings and loosening mask mandates. And it's not all about appearances. Fragrance sales grew 45% in the first quarter.
And what's driving the growth in fragrance are these more luxury price points.
People are splurging in some categories, but they've learned they can save in others. Sarah Jindal at Mintel says DIY beauty products are still in demand.
Because we've realized that we can actually do these things. And some of us, I won't name names, will still touch up their gray hair themselves at home in between.
And sales are still strong for candles, bath products, and beauty masks. So grooming trends aren't just about going out. They're also about what stuck with consumers while staying in. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.